Hello, everybody. It's another Tuesday, and I'm Susan King, and this is where genealogy and spirit connect. We're having a little weather around here. It seems to be the case a lot more frequently than I would like to say. So I've had a little bit of a pre-hour trying to make sure everything is working, and we've had to do some jury rigging. So in any event, with that said, hopefully everything from here on out will go very smoothly. You know, from time to time, you know, we have situations in our life where, you know, we end up at, I guess, the bottom of a well, and sometimes we don't always know how to climb out of it. I had a situation 3 years ago where I had a near-death experience, and I guess I call it my spiritual disconnect because I felt like my body and my spirit totally disconnected with each other, and it took quite a few months, probably close to a year. But during that time, I was introduced to Hay House Radio, and as such was introduced to my guest today through Hay House Radio. And through that channel, I started to begin the process of beginning to reconnect with my spirit. And as such, I found that things in my life that I thought were my life's work turned out not to be the case. So, interestingly enough, I early retired, I think my third time in my lifetime, and took some time and went to Greece and sailed the Greek islands and made my prayers to the oracles at Delphi and had my synchronistic event, which I think I shared on another show. And while over there, the bottom kind of fell out of the financial well here in the United States with the Lehman Brothers news. And within a few days over there, while we're still over there, we get news of this hurricane that is heading right up into Galveston. And that's where we are on the Third Coast, as we call it. And the guy ended up passing really right within about 3 miles of my house. So upon our return, we came home to something that was very interesting in that there was a lot of devastation and a lot of things that didn't look right. And also, as a lot of us felt, the energy just didn't feel right. So that was in September of a year ago. And as I proceeded to try to figure out what I was going to do with all the bottoms of my wells seemed to have fallen out at all the same time, I was listening to Hay House Radio, and I was listening to, actually, Summer McStravick, and she was discussing this flow dreaming course she was having, and that was in November of last year. So I immediately said, you know, something's got to give. I got to do something. I need some help. I'm feeling a little bit at the bottom, and it was absolutely one of the most phenomenal courses I've ever taken, and the results were within days. And within days, I began to find my direction, and within months, I was doing all the things that I enjoy doing and all the background that I have had to do these things, and just 1 year later, I am probably the most happiest free spirit in the world today, despite everything. So I was in Port Aransas for Thanksgiving, and one of my singer-songwriters presented a song that I'd never heard, and it said, what goes down in the well comes up in the bucket. And I really have been singing that song, I think, for the last few days, and I just really love it, because really, when you think about it, what goes down in a well can come up in a bucket, and sometimes some of us will need some help. So I have got probably the two most inspirational people on the show today who have been really instrumental in helping me as an individual find my new spot in this world. And that's Summer McStravick and Venus Andrecht. And most of you know both of them through their tenure at Hay House Radio, now with ContactRadio.com. Summer, as you well know, is the network director for Hay House Radio. And designed this flow dreaming course that along with her mother Venus, that was really something that was life changing for me. Venus, as you well know, probably is a medium and has probably one of the most funniest shows on internet radio today. Every time I listen to her show, I'm usually doubled over in stitches. So you really need to pay attention to that. But together, they've come together with this new process, I think, and maybe it's not a new process, but an old process called Flow Mojo. And it's a way to get into the flow and get your mojo back, which I have done. And I can't tell you how excited I am to have both of you on the show today.
Well, thank you, Susan. This is Venus. I'm really glad to be here, and I loved your story.
Well, you know, it was the story you planted in me, I think, when one of the things I think with these flow dreaming classes that we explain what we're looking for or what our situation is, and you meditate on that, and then you put it into the flow when we do this course. And what you came up with for me was probably one of the most eye-openers, and it was that I was standing, you know, in a room at a buffet table with an empty plate, and I had the opportunity to put anything on that plate that I wanted.
Right.
And you know what? That is exactly what I've been able to do.
Susan, this is Summer. Hi.
Hey, Summer.
Yeah, I'm just thinking back about, you know, how you've been describing the last few years for yourself, and I know that you and I first started communicating maybe in 2007, you know, when we started emailing with each other, and I've been following your progress all this time. Let's say that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm making some progress. You know, it's really difficult.
Progress,
you know, when you spend 20 some odd years of your life doing one thing and come to realize that maybe that was not what you were supposed to be doing, and trying to realign yourself is kind of not an easy task, I guess.
Maybe it was what you needed to do at the time, but everything changes. This is Venus. You know, Summer and I sound a lot alike, so often we have to say who we are because we can't tell either.
Yeah, we'll keep saying it. This is Summer. This is Venus. We do. We have the same voice inflection. In fact, what you were mentioning about the buffet table, the buffet of life, that actually comes directly from my mom, Venus. That's a way of looking at life that was given to her from what she calls the high beings. I'm sure we're going to go into that, but I use that too when I look at my life now. And I stop looking at life as a road where you're always trying to get somewhere, or a ladder that you're always trying to climb and get better and become more perfected. And now I just stand in front of this big buffet table and I say to myself, what do I feel like today? And it sure takes a lot of the pressure off.
Yeah, because what the beings have told me, Venus, and of course I pass this all on to Summer, and she talks to beings too, but we're all God, everything is God, we're all having experiences, nothing is bad and nothing is good. And so, whoopee, you know, there's no karma, there's no, we probably shouldn't get into all this, it'll blow their minds. And
we're pretty heretical when it comes to metaphysics.
Yeah, we're really. because
well, I think I am too. So let's
just be free. With any spirituality.
Yeah, the beings straighten me out, but there's no guilt because we're not here to learn any lessons. We're not here to suffer from past mistakes. We're not paying back any karma. I can't get into all of it now, what they tell me, but you can always read it about it on my website. Can I give my website?
You sure can.
GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. And what I did for you, Susan, with Summer and what we call teleclasses, where Summer takes you into a really deep flow and I look at each person. I can go into people at a distance with their permission, of course, and find out what they need, what they want, and I build a wish around that, and then I wish it really hard because I'm good at manifesting and take it into the flow. So that's what Susan was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And Summer, we ought to tell them how this all came about, how this flow mojo thing happened, don't you think?
Yeah, you mean our story in our living room?
Yeah,
and where we are today, reigniting that again.
Yeah,
and coming full circle.
Yeah, tell them.
Yeah, okay. Well, Susan, do you mind?
Oh, that's why you're here, my
goodness. Let's do it. Somehow we're going to tie this all into genealogy. I just know somehow.
we'll
give you the backstory. I do,
you know,
this
it's
work.
The living
my
room
mother
with the mother and the daughter and the,
yep.
the
my grandmother
the,
does this work. My,
and the four generations, you know, there's where the ancestry comes in.
Well, it's the first daughter of the first daughter of the first daughter as far back as we can find.
Yeah, there is that funny little quirk to it that the oldest daughter is always, I don't know, we seem to be the torchbearer of whatever this is through each generation. It's uncanny, so whichever one of us blows it in the future by not having a firstborn eldest daughter, we will see. It hasn't happened in as long as we can remember.
Well, it's up to Lexi then, isn't it?
Yeah. She's it. She's it. That she'll have a girl. Anyway, yeah.
Hey, well, tell me about the living room.
Yeah, what happened is years ago, you know, you were talking about your story, how you hit this point where you said everything has to change. I've had so many strikes and blows against me. I was in that same position, my gosh, back in 2000 maybe, or 1999. Oh, as far back. Longer than that. I'm even losing a few years in there. And I had a business. I had a magazine, actually, as a publisher. And I remember being in despair because while the magazine was really popular, it couldn't support itself. It couldn't stay afloat.
You worked night and day, 24/7.
I did. Oh, I worked my ass off. You know, believing the mantra that hard work is, you know, hard work is what it takes. Hard work pays
right.
off. I had been taught that. That's what I'd seen. And I believed that. And it took me a lot longer to learn that hard work is part of the equation. But there's a whole underbelly, a whole world to swirl with something even finer that gives your world or gives your business's life beyond that. But we'll get into that. So I called my mom one day, and I was just, you know, I was probably crying. I don't know. I was just having a tough day. And I said, you know, I need help. Everything I've done, I've followed all the accounting principles. I've done everything. And I said, we need to work on this using our gifts, using our understanding of what to do. So I was, you know, toying around with creative visualization and affirmations and all the kinds of things that, you know, we all know about. And I said, let's get on the phone every day and you'll be my diet buddy, but in this case you're going to be my manifesting buddy. And every day we're going to go in and we're going to make this business happen for me. So we went into this, kind of guided meditation together, let's say, where I began speaking and then she'd begin speaking. We're doing this all by telephone. Mom lives about an hour away. And we did this for a few days and we'd see things and we'd talk each other through things. And, you know, it was pretty fun to do. And then one day when we were out there, my mom began describing what she called the void. And she described it as a place where it was above everything, where she could see everything, and it was outside of everything. It was the place before where everything began or everything came into being. And I said, that sounds really cool. I'm going to go there. I'm going to see that too. So we both find ourselves feeling this place in our minds. We're seeing it. We're sensing it. We're talking each other through it. And then something happened. It was just like a shift. And I said, you know what? This is a real place. I said, this is a real, real, real place. And we began describing what we were seeing there, what we were feeling there, the perspective that you could achieve from this place. And we weren't in a deep meditation because, remember, we're talking with each other the whole time. What we were in was what I now understand as the flow, as this place of energetic potential that happens underneath and through everything that we know of physically. So now I see life with this two sides to it, the physical outer world, the shell, if you will, where everything physical happens, and it happens in time, it happens sequentially so we can have one experience after another. And then there is this other world, the underworld that moves through everything, where everything blooms out of, I guess you could say. And this is a pure energy world. It's like the blueprint where everything comes into being. If you talk about genealogy or DNA or RNA or, you know, how we pass on information, this is the equivalent of that. It's the blueprint for how things come into being. Everything has a direction and it has a knowingness of what it will become. It comes from somewhere.
And so we were in the living room one day. let's not leave out the living room story.
Okay.
And
we were in the living room experience. What happened? What else happened in the living room?
Oh,
I don't know if you want to tell everything.
We were
that
on the phone and you left
room.
Out the living room. So I was down at your place one day. We were sitting in your two leather chairs, each in our leather chair in the
yeah.
And we were trying to think of a name for this because this is something similar to what we've always done in my family, starting with grandma and probably her mother all the way back. And we threw names around. We came up with flow dreaming. That's what it was, flow dreaming. And then this is on. I think we need to bring in another tagline here, whatever you call it, the mojos. Now, my mother, Margaret, who's Summer's grandmother, she would do what she called mojos on us the whole time we were growing up. And by the way, they're not voodoo. They're good energy. My mother is the finest person I know. I don't know anybody who doesn't love my mother. She's clear as a bell, wouldn't you say? Her mind. I mean, and her innocence and what she is. And, we would be grousing around. She had six kids. I don't know how she stayed so clear. But we'd be grousing around like, oh, I'd say, I don't have a boyfriend, or I have pimples, or I don't like the way I look, or, you know, we always had something going. I remember Mother saying, oh, I'll just do you a mojo. I'll do you a love mojo. And then she would jump up from her chair, and she would start flailing her arms around, often hopping up and down, going, Love mojo, woo, woo, like that. And you know, man, that would hit us, and we would like be startled, and we'd be laughing, and son of a gosh, you know, so often things would turn around. We'd get a boyfriend, or guys would start asking me out, or the pimples would go away, or whatever it was. And so whenever we had problems, even after we grew up and we were grown up with kids of our own, we'd go dragging over to Mother's house periodically. Will you give me a mojo? So then what I started to do, because, by the way, my mother, Summer's grandmother, has tremendous energy, and it seems to be something that also runs through the family. I have tremendous energy myself, and so does Summer. And sometimes mine gets so, it's an inner energy. It's a manifesting energy. Sometimes it's so heavy in me, I have to run outside. I have like an acre and a quarter here, and I have to throw it like I'm one of those ninja warriors. I have to throw it to get it out of me so I can rest, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just started on my radio program and with people, because I work with people over the phone, you know, private readings, as Summer does too. But on my radio show, I also work with people. And I started, along with giving readings and looking into them, because I'm a telepath, empath, all that stuff, I also started just throwing energy at them. It just sort of started happening. And it was, people would feel it. And they'd say, oh, I can feel that. Or it tingles. And they'd always laugh because, you know, I sound like an idiot when I'm throwing energy because it just comes through me. I make all kinds of strange sounds. But then things would happen, or they would change in their life for the better. They would actually bring in a lot of love. I do a love mojo that brings in a lot of love from all different kinds and types of places, but it also brings home lost cats. It's really good at that. I know. I have no control. I do good energy, good health mojos, financial, anti-smoke, you name it, I'll do it. I do it on all my shows. I get tons of mail about this. But anyway, we started using this along with the flow dreaming that Summer specializes in. And so now when we have a teleclass where we work over a conference line with a lot of people or a small number, whatever we choose, I will wish something for each person, personal to them, because I can go into them and find what they need. And then Summer takes them into a really deep flow dream to make things happen, and I take the wish in with it. Summer, did I pretty much cover how we do this?
Yeah, and sort of the differences between us. I guess, you know, when I do the flow dreaming, what I do is it's not meditation, it's not hypnosis, it is working directly with the energies of life. I call myself a manifesting practitioner, meaning that I go in and I look at the energies all of us are swimming in all the time, all the things that are sort of unfurling for us or coming about in our futures, in our lives, and I just begin working with those energies like a weaver. To change things for people, to help to teach people how to change things for themselves, minute by minute, you know, day by day as they move through their lives. It's a really simple technique. There's three parts to it. It's motion-based, and it's really good for people who don't like to necessarily meditate because good if you have a very creative or chit-chatty mind.
A lot of us have.
Yeah, so Mom and I work together. We both come, I guess, we both use the same energy, but we use it a little differently. She physically throws around and works with it, and I take people into it and repattern things, rebalance things. And,
Summer, you know, you might mention the teleclass we're having in January and how we could find out about that.
Sure, Susan,
oh,
if
please.
You don't mind.
Yeah.
January, we actually have two teleclasses. One of them is going to be a free class for people all over the world. I expect people in Australia, UK will be able to attend too because we're doing it right in the middle of the day here. So they can find out about that by going to my website, flowdreaming.com. It's right on the home page. Then the following Saturday, we have another teleclass. And that's just a smaller class where we
very
begin,
small.
Where we work, yeah.
Individually.
Directly
we
with people, individually with those people who are on it with us. And we focus on abundance in all areas of our life.
Yeah,
when
and another
the energy's low, we fill it up.
Another thing I'd like to mention, Susan, I don't want to be too...
Yes, Susan is not, we're not letting the host say a word.
Well, you know, she knows how we are, but because it's today, Summer and I both have...
I like it. Go ahead. Keep going.
Summer and I both have shows, live shows on the radio today.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and it's called the Dear Venus Show, and you can call in and get free readings from me, and I always have something I chat about. And Summer's show is called the Flow Dreaming Show. It's on today, 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, and the station is, we're both at contacttalkradio.com. That's two T's in the center, contacttalkradio.com. That's the only place you can find us now on the radio.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, Susan, so...
yeah, hand it back to Susan. What
what do you want to know? We just try and give people an overview of what we do. It's hard to do very quickly.
I think you've done a beautiful job as far as I'm concerned. I took, I think, the small teleclass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can't tell you, you know, how dramatic the change was and how quickly the change was. And you'll enjoy this. I think in February, I actually took Colette Baron-Reed's intensive, which was really 5 days. It was really quite something. And one of the things that we had done was we were doing readings on each other, and I was just starting to write my column, and, you know, I put, you're really beginning to really put the concept together of what I'm currently doing about where genealogy and spirit connect. And I was doing a reading for this gal, and the next day we were all getting together, and she said to me, she said, gosh, you know, that reading you did for me was right on. And I said, really? And she said something like, you've got your mojo back. And, you know, and this is why this is so funny to me, you know, with the whole mojo thing. But what was even funnier is during the last readings, Colette was going around the room, and she was doing some readings with her cards, and, you know, she picked a card, and it was the High Priestess. And all she did is looked at me, and she says, you've got your mojo back.
Oh, boy, isn't that funny?
And, you know, with this other participant and I just start cracking up. She looks at us, and she said, well, what is so funny? And we told her about the word, and she said, I don't use that word.
You know, that... Spirit is so powerful, and the ways they show us things. I was emailing with a friend of mine, an artist. I'm also an artist. And I was talking about getting an art site up, and I asked if she could help me, and I was going to call it artmojos.com, something like that, because I paint pictures where I put a lot of this energy into them, and
uh-huh.
You can have them in your homes. But anyway, so Susan, she's answering me back, and she says, you know, she'd love to help me. She says, and you know, the whole time I've been typing this on the radio, there was this mojo, I've got my mojo back song. Isn't that bizarre?
Mm-hmm.
So I think whenever I hear that stuff now, I go, yes, it's a sign. It's a good sign. I should pursue this. It's a good idea. Because how often do you hear the mojo song? How? Come on. Really? Yeah. Seriously?
And it's very true. And, I mean, you know, there are so many signs that we get no matter what. And, you know, I mean, really, a year ago, November, I think it was November 6th, I was just nowhere. I mean, you know, nowhere.
Yeah.
And it is just amazing, you know, how it just, it just started piecing itself together. And that was the beauty of, and I think that's the beauty of the flow, Venus, I mean, Summer, is that once you really get into the flow, things just start to flow and things just start to happen. And you know, if you really step back, which is what I did, I mean, I really worked this thing, I think, the way it was supposed to. A lot of us have a tendency, I think, to try to make things happen. And I really stepped back and I said, okay, you know, I'm going to go with the flow. I'm just going to let things happen. And it was just within days, like I said, one thing happened, then another thing happened, then another thing happened. Then I woke up with this idea one morning, you know, and I said, well, what am I going to call this thing? And then, you know, I said, well, what domain do I need to get? And I woke up and I said, well, you need to go with your name. And lo and behold, my name was available. I mean, come on, Susan E. King. I mean, you know, it was just weird stuff. Grabbed them. And it was, you know, over a period of probably 3 or 4 months, things just were falling into place very naturally. And they continued.
Well, this is another way of saying let go and let God, because what the beings tell me is that we're all God, and our highest self is God awake, God aware, and most of us are God asleep, God unaware. But once we let go and let God, or let our higher self or God run things, things run the way we set it up.
And I think flow, too, is the idea that everything is always trying to offer you the best in life. You know, this is, I believe it's what we come here for. And it's a natural process. It's as natural as a bird that flies with the currents of air in the sky. You know, when the bird flies against the current, it struggles, it works, it still gets someplace. It just uses a lot more energy for a lot less payoff. And if we can align ourselves to this natural direction we have, this flow of our lives, where things just unfurl for us more naturally, easily, perfectly falling into place, then we get so much farther. We get farther, we get faster, we get more pleasure. You know, things just work themselves out while we watch, while we participate in that. It takes a load off, so you just have to define what it is you want in your life.
Summer,
allow the flow to come in and figure out the right elements to have it.
You need to finish your story about what happened with your magazine after we started flowing.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Don't leave them hanging.
Well, you know, this is a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
Because we went in and we began working in the flow together. And that means to me feeling my life is easy. My life is wonderful. Everything is working out for me. I am doing something that makes me deliriously happy. I wake up every day feeling like I could do this for 10 more years. I love my family. We all get along so well. And I'm not just saying this to myself. I'm actually feeling it. I'm feeling it, and I'm sending it out like little tendrils of a vine on a wall. I'm sending it out, you know, patterning, creating with this really strong feeling. So we began doing this, but at the time, I had focused on a thing, the one thing that I was still stubbornly pursuing. And this is a lesson it took me a while to learn when working with energy. I was saying, this magazine is great, the magazine is wonderful, it's turned itself around, everything is perfect, it's earning money, I'm so happy doing it. And we did that, and we did that, and we did that. And what ended up happening is we began to say, well, no, I'm just happy. I just feel good. Whatever I'm doing is great. And my God, my life just changed so much. I actually closed the magazine. I folded it. And it happened right at the time that I became involved with Hay House, which ended up becoming my career for the next decade.
And they came to you. You didn't go to them.
Yeah, well, actually, I sent in, if you can believe this, I sent in a little letter with a resume saying, I know you're not hiring, but if you need me for this, blah, blah, blah. Never expected. I forgot I even sent it.
Oh, my
gosh. Until I got the call. And this never happens in big companies. It was, you can call it divine providence. You can call it flow. It was my flow picking me up, plucking me from where I was and saying, you should not be doing this. We have other plans for you, something you said you wanted to be happy. You said you wanted to do something important. You said you wanted to help people. You said you wanted to explore something new and exciting in your life. It picked me up and it plucked me and set me into Hay House. where since then I've been able to, well, I've worked with Wayne Dyer for 4 years, co-hosting his show, and Marianne Williamson, Carolyn Mace, Doreen Virtue, Louise Hay.
Everybody is famous.
Not just famous, but, I mean, people who are teachers.
Right, but
people
you've come to this point, Summer, you've come to this
I
now.
Learned from.
Remember, you've come to this point now where the flow is taking you someplace different because you're no longer with Hay House. You're off on another big adventure.
Yes, Susan, I am. I'm actually no longer running the radio station and the audio and multimedia department for the corporation.
I didn't know that.
Stepped off on my own, like going off a diving board. So
Join the club.
Flo said to me, "You've had enough. You've had enough. You have everything there you needed. Let's keep moving on." So this is my new turn for 2010, and it's exciting. It's, I'm in that phase where you leave one thing and you open into another, and it's a little scary. It's frightening. I think anybody who's left something big, whether a job or a family or divorce, whatever, that stage where you feel like this is good and this is right, and I feel myself moving. I feel myself being pulled along, but I don't know where I'm going.
And every morning, what do we do, Summer?
Every morning, we are returning right to that spot that we were doing, 10, 12 years ago. We are calling each other up. We did it this morning, Susan. We only had 5 minutes. We did it, though. We went in and we felt ourselves high, high up, above everything, where the air is clear and the sun shines and everything that we need to see or know is available to us. And we're where all the high beings are. We're where all the help is, where God is. We are swimming amongst that. And we fill ourselves up with it. We just take it into ourselves. We fill ourselves up with it, and then we send it back out again into our lives and say, match that. Everything around us, match that.
And we have to be open to whatever comes about. What I try not to do is put sides on anything. When I work with people and they'll say, like if we're doing our teleclasses and they're giving me their wish and they'll say, I want to win $100,000 in the lotto. Or $10 million in the lotto, or I need $25,000. Now we say, hey, don't put a closed end on this. Let's leave it open-ended. And I always add, or more. I do this with everything. This or better, I leave it up to what I call the high beings, to God, whatever you want to call it, to the universe, to bring us the best, to bring us the best of everything, because, we tend towards small thinking a lot of times.
So true. That's what I learned with the magazine. That was not my destiny. That was not my...
It was so important in your life at the time, and you were so desperate.
Everything invested in it. My time, my ego, my money, everything.
And I was down there all the time with her father-in-law. We're always copy-editing the thing. I even wrote a column for it. We were working 24/7. We're going blind over the thing, Nobody was making a dime.
But look what happened. The flow picked me up and said, no, if you want to get into publishing, we're going to set you into the biggest mind, body, spirit publisher in the world. Here you go.
Go.
I would never have thought to have asked for that. But that's how it works if we let it.
Yes.
I'm going to bring us into my topic of genealogy, too, because what we're talking about here, too, is really the flow of life. I mean, birth is a natural thing. It's the beginning, and death is natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's, quote unquote, what we think is of the end, but I don't think that's really true.
No,
and then we have
true.
The journey, and we have the life journey, and, and it's how we walk that journey and how we, and how our ancestors walk their journey. I mean, it's a flow. It's the flow of life, and it's a flow of life from generation to generation to generation with all the things that are going on in the physical world that seems to make us, do things in different ways. And, I mean, all of us, you guys have an incredible, family unit that, a lot of us do not have. And those of us who are doing research, when our, families, two generations, we don't even know who they were.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lack of flow, I think, in the whole energy and the spirit that, you know, are missing. And I think this is one of the reasons that genealogy has become so popular, along with the whole spiritual industry, is that it is part of the natural flow of things.
You know what I've noticed, Susan? It's like the Bible says, the sins of the fathers are the fourth generations. You know, I've noticed that things that hurt us in childhood or bend us one way or the other affect us all our lives. You know, the whole family thing, things are passed along, genetic things, you know, diseases, ways of thinking, bad habits, whatever it might be. What I've noticed, when we are able, when we learn how to lift ourselves up out of that, you can call it into flow, into this divine place, this void that Summer and I have been talking about, it doesn't matter what's going on in your body, your family, your life, you're above that, and you're able to see it differently and deal with it differently or not. It's kind of hard to describe if you haven't done it or been there. It's more of a, what I notice with myself, it's a bouncing in and out, you know, living the earth life and then living, what's that saying, you live on the earth but not of it?
Yeah.
That can really be done. That is possible.
And I just want to add, when I think about family, I don't just sense our physical family. I sense a great spiritual family. What I've encountered working with these energies and working with other people when I do sessions with them, and I'm talking not just with the people around them, but just sensing the energies that surround them. People always say, who are my guides? Who are my spirits? You know, spirit guides or angels and so forth. I always feel that there are a great many energies. Basically, when I say energies, I'm just meaning a non-physical consciousness. I'm meaning somebody, some mind that's just not present in a physical body. And just as we create friendships and families around ourselves here physically, I think we've done the same thing for millennia, non-physically, that we have a whole group of people of like mind. You know, we're schools of fishes all swimming together. And we come together because we have the same interest, the same feeling, the same energy substance in us, if you will. And I think that we acquire that over time through the kinds of experiences that we have. You know, we have a life full of love and delight, and we have a particular character trait or personality that we develop. And we are matching that to the other kinds of energies, the non-physical energies that we also create a family with out there. I don't know if you can follow that quite, but, you know, it makes me feel like I have double the friends that I do here. And people like to elevate them often and call them guides and so forth. And I just see them as consciousnesses that have much broader perspectives and much greater ability. They're unshackled from the narrow thinking and seeing that we have here. They have more senses. They can see farther.
Summer, excuse me, this is your mom. Susan, my...
Yes, I know. You're my mom.
My phone, for some reason, is dying on me. Could you have somebody call me back from the studio?
Yeah. Okay. I can do that.
Okay, I'm going to hang up because I'll pick up another line. Sorry.
Okay.
Well, you just have me for a few minutes, Susan.
Okay.
But
let me see if I can...
But let me tell you, then, just a little bit more while they're redialing. Venus, she and I are very alike. We're very similar energetically, and you can hear that in our voices. You can hear
sure.
it in the kind of work we do. We've already said my grandmother, her mom, is the same way. My daughter is the same way. And I think it's more than just a genetic passing on. I'm like my grandmother. My daughter is like my mother, you know, more so. Yet there's a feeling that just moves through all of us, and I don't know what else to call it.
It is, and you know, the more I work with clients who are, you know, searching their families and trying to get a better handle, you know, it's not just the names and the dates and the places that we happen to find and how, you know, what they did. It's that energy spirit that I think, you know, brings them closer to these people, that, you know, makes people feel a little bit more part of, you know, some fluidity of life, I guess. It's amazing the change and the difference that I see that people go through, and sometimes even more so if you're dealing with a traumatic event in a family. That, you know, that connection just is just so very powerful, and it is an energy. You know, it has nothing to do physically with anybody. It has to do with a very spiritual connection to
the energy flow. And I really think that you know, the whole flow of life and how we flow our lives and not try to make them happen.
That's hard.
Live in a natural flow.
Yeah.
And, you know, we learn more about the natural flow of our past, and we begin to bring some of those, you know, that energy into our lives. I think that you know, there's it's very powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
By the way, Venus,
you know, I do flow dreaming all the time, and you know, I find it to be, you know, a very, very powerful tool. And I don't know if we might have some time, or if you might want to do a short one, Summer, just to give people a feel, if that's even possible. If not, we can. They certainly go to your go to your show. And
Summer, why don't you do that? This is your mom again. I got back on.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you do a flow, and then right after that, I'll give them a short burst of energy, if that's okay. A little mojo.
A little mojo.
That's good. Just remember,
I wonder if everyone else hears that too. But we'll keep going.
I didn't hear her at all. So
I just want to make sure that everybody understands when I do a mojo. Some people will feel it, and I don't want them to be alarmed.
I think we're having
tingling, or you might feel a little dizzy, or you just feel hit with something. But it's really for good. And if they don't want it, all they have to do is say cancel, and they won't get it. So don't worry about it.
Mom, you're sounding good again. Susan, I don't know if you're hearing Venus or not, but I hear her.
No.
She sounds great now.
Oh,
no,
you don't hear me?
Hearing her at all.
Oh, dear.
Well, Summer, do the flow dreaming, and then I'll just tell Susan I'm going to do a mojo after that.
Okay, Susan, Mom's going to do a mojo right after I do
a
little
flow. Okay, we're back. Call. We're fixed.
We're good.
So what, you going to throw a mojo?
Yes,
I am. I am. See, I get confused.
No, I'm
Summer. Why don't we switch things up? You do the flow dream, and I'll do the mojo.
No, you don't like to do mojos. You said you wouldn't because it makes you look too silly and strange. You want me to look silly and strange.
That's not entirely true. Maybe partially true.
I was telling your audience that when I do a short mojo, they may feel it. A lot of people do. They might feel dizzy, tingly, funny. They may laugh. And the laughter somehow brings it in, makes it work. But if they don't want to have this good energy thrown at them, all they have to do is say cancel, and it won't do it. So what I tell people on my show is when I get ready to do it, I yell, stand up, throw out your arms, and get the energy, you know. So expect anything here.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to do a flow.
Okay.
To help us become more in connection with our family, whether they're here or whether they are passed on, whether we know them or don't know them, if they're farther back in our lineage. What do you think of that?
I think it's a good idea.
5-10 minutes maybe? We'll see how long it goes. I never know where I'll go with these things. I just want to take everyone out there. So before I start, I want to tell people that it is going to feel a bit like meditation or hypnosis, but it's not. I'm going to ask you to go into a daydream. This means that you close your eyes and you create a fantasy for yourself. You create, just like when you're just daydreaming off about something you're going to do later on in the weekend. You daydream it by bringing up the ideas, the feelings, the pictures, whatever works for you. And the difference is that instead of losing yourself in this daydream and forgetting you're doing it, you stay consciously aware. You continue to direct the scene and the action. And as you do this, things will change. It will begin to start showing you things. It'll reverse a little bit, and you'll start looking around and noticing and seeing things. The other thing is this sensation or feeling of flow, of finding yourself in a place where life first buds into being. It's the seed of all things. And if this is, you know, still too far out, you're saying, what is this? Put it in a context that you're more comfortable with. Maybe you are going to God's kingdom. Maybe you see yourself floating in a river of light, of Christ's light, a feeling of being protected, cared for. Of course, this would take you only toward the most wonderful, best things in your life, a feeling of security, of love, of perfect direction. That is what you can bring up for yourself. And then the third part is emotion, strong emotion. what you say to yourself and what you see is very minor. It's the feelings that you put out there. It's the emotional self. I call this pre-action or pre-motion. It's the idea that instead of reacting to life, because then you're just reacting to the physical around you, you pre-act to life. You create the emotional sensation or condition first in the energy state, and then you allow physical life to try and figure out the best way to match you by bringing in situations to match the emotional quality that you've already set forth as what you want to have. So this means if you feel giant blooming happiness about your family, you feel it, but you don't have to have it attached to anything. You know, it doesn't have to be around an event or a person or anything. Just, I feel so incredibly happy and loving and in tune with my family. We all talk. We all get along. We love each other. We're so supportive of each other. You feel this, feel this, feel this. And then life, the physical, the secondary, says, well, how can we make more of this? This is what she's printed out there. We have to match it somehow. So those are sort of the three areas that you bring together in this one little technique, this one little exercise. Normally I do it with music, but we'll just talk through it this time. Okay. Eyes closed, everyone. Feeling good. Eyes closed, allowing your whole body to relax. Relax and let go. Feeling all the tension moving out of your body between your eyebrows, in your jaw, in your ears, in the throat where we hold back, where we don't say things. Instead, we allow that energy to release and let go, relaxing, relaxing the muscles, relaxing all the stored up things that we haven't said, letting them go, relaxing, feeling them washing out of our bodies, washing through our shoulders, through our chest, to our stomach, where we hold in all of our feelings, our emotions, all the pain, letting it out, letting it wash away, feeling our stomachs let go. Our body feels comfortable and relaxed, so our minds can drift into a daydream together. A daydream, and in this daydream, we see a beautiful rolling ocean, an ocean of light, an ocean of sparkling, iridescent mist. It's an energy ocean. It's not water at all. It's a warm, caressing, soft light that strokes our skin. And we walk into this ocean. We walk into this beautiful glow. And as we do, we feel a current that pulls us, that directs us. And it's so natural to step into this current, to allow ourselves to float in this current, to be led in this current, to walk or fly in this current. It takes us, it takes our bodies, it takes our spirits, it takes our souls, it takes our minds and our consciousness in this place of pure love and beauty where energy is expended the very least for the most payoff. That is a law of nature. It's a law of our energy selves, the great self, the bigger, deeper, broader self that we all are. And in this place, we begin to feel how not alone we are, how full this place is, full of noise, full of chatter, full of thoughts, full of busyness, full of creativity, full of creation all around us. And we begin to sense that there's more than just us here. There are many people creating, many people thinking, many people feeling, many people in this beautiful place where everything happens for us and first blooms into being. And we send out a thought, we send out a feeling right now. Will those of us who are like us be with us now? This is our family. These are those other energies, the non-physical energies that help us, that have a keen interest with us in what we're doing here in life, who look on and watch us and feel great interest in this experiment we're having down here, having a body and having experiences and having all these emotions and all these thoughts that take us here and there and bring us up and down and everything we go through. It's very exciting. It's like being at an amusement park and they all cheer us on and they're all there motivating us and saying, well, of course we help you in every possible way. And we throw open our hearts to these people and these minds, these great consciousnesses, these family members of ours who still love us, who still retain everything about themselves that they were when they were here. And those of us who are still here, our sons and daughters, our husbands and wives, our loved ones and siblings, they're all there too, the greater part of themselves. What great support we have. What great extended family we all have, no matter how big or small our physical family may presently be. This family is vast. This family is wide. There is always someone, who knows exactly what we need to know, who can help us, whose understanding is exactly what we need, whose perspective can help us, whose particular traits or skills or talents. And as we feel this, we feel ourselves blooming open with love, blooming open with love, expanding through our chests and our hearts right now. A perfect expression of thankfulness, of gratitude, a feeling of infinite love that we are so cared for, we are so protected. It all it takes is us opening our ears and opening our hearts to allow this, to remind ourselves that we have this spirit army of people, of feelings, of beings who care for us and guide us and direct us at all times, including source energy or God itself. And with this strong feeling, this strong acknowledgement, we say, please stay with me in my life. Be with me. Be present with me. And I, in turn, will allow myself to be more present and aware of you. Let's open this door. And then we say thank you, and we withdraw from this state. We withdraw from this place at the count of three down to one, still feeling this wonderful humming connection. 3, 2, and 1. And now,
wow,
Venus, your mojo, I'm going to give you a good, fast mojo, energy, good mojo for happiness and peace of mind. So if you want to get the full brunt of it, just stand up, throw out your arms, and if you're listening to this on an archive show, it still comes through. It's embedded in the show. So here we go. Expect anything now. Here we go. Peace of mind, happiness. Woo! Boo! 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 All right.
All right.
Oh. All right.
See, this
close,
is when summer
guys
won't do them.
Do them. But I'll laugh at you when you do them. No,
I know.
I love them.
Well, they work. They work. It's been fun, Susan. I've had a great time.
I have, and I think before we close, and one of the things, we don't have anybody following us, so we're not at a tight close. You know, we talked all about the flow of dreaming, the teleclass. You did that flow that was wonderful. And I think that I'd like to close with the newest and latest thing that you guys are doing.
Oh,
I think
right.
It has something to do with Flow Mojo Video.
Flow Mojo!
It's our web TV show. We have a web TV show. It's starting in January. Thank you. I forgot to mention it completely. Me too.
Well, we've done a little bit of everything. So
no,
now that we can bring it all back together at the very end, and
well, let me tell people they can find the information at my website, flowdreaming.com. There is a link on the homepage that leads you directly to the television site where you can view the pilot episode. It's pretty funny. We're just kind of working our way into it in that episode, but it's at vibrancetv.com, and the first episode airs on January. Let me make sure I'm going to say the ninth.
But that's not the first one. The first one was 6.
Well, the pilot is already up, and people can watch that anytime. But the first live episode, this is live web TV, is January 6th. And that'll be at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. And Mom and I are going to spend an hour. You can watch us on video, and you can chat with us and interact with us, too, by the way.
Right, with email, I believe it is, right? Yes, and you know, this is not my idea. I don't care to be on TV. I like to be a voice on the radio, but Summer is good on TV, so you'll see me there just flopping along trying to keep up. The first one, I ran right over her because I don't know how to be on TV, but I'm going to get better. But I did. On the first
like
one, I did
TV
talk
either,
to.
that's
I did talk
phrase.
To Anna Nicole Smith. You know, Anna Nicole Smith passed over, and so I had a little chat with her. You can see how I do that. And we're gonna do just about anything. Oh, I did a mojo, and poor Summer. Like I said, I just ran right over her, and I've had to apologize ever since. So,
you know, you're my mom. I've lived with you my whole life. I'm okay with that. I'm used to it. It's
better.
All right. It's cool.
I'm better. this has been lovely, and just do remember our shows today, our live shows. I'm on in another hour at 1 p.m. Pacific, the Dear Venus Show, and Summer's on at 4 Pacific today, the Flow Dreaming Show, and it's contacttalkradio.com, two T's in the middle, contacttalkradio.com, and you'll hear more hilarity, well, from me. Summer's more subdued, wouldn't you say, and classier maybe?
Well, you know, I think what happens is when you and I get together, I'm the straight man and you're the funny man. But I can be a little funny on my own. You know what?
I don't know. Yes, well, I think they should check us out, don't you?
Well, I hope so. Susan, thank you so much for inviting us, and I'm so sorry we didn't let you say a word in, but that's what happens. You get us together, and we run over everybody, I'm afraid.
I knew that. In fact, I knew that if my computer died, that the show would be fine.
Halfway through, we'd say, "Where'd Susan go?" I don't know. Do you want to keep talking? Okay.
Yeah, but you know,
I told the producer.
I
said,
"Right, I don't know why it would have done that. Maybe I said it
the show. They'll be fine."
Okay.
We'll be fine. All right. Well, Susan,
thank you so much. It really was a lot of fun, and
good.
And I wish you guys all the best in your new ventures. And, you know, I just can't thank you enough for what your teleclass did for me. It was...
thank you.
I just can't thank you enough.
Taste everything. You know what's funny, Susan? I go through everything I teach people. I go through myself, and I just lay it out for everybody along the way.
Oh,
I think that makes
isn't that
difference.
What we all do?
I do. And the classes are just sort of the fruit of what's happened for me and to me and
yeah.
in my life. But follow the show. I found what you posted on Facebook. Mom and I both have Facebook pages, so we're always inviting people to come find us and friend us there and stay up to date that way, too. And you do. You're very active on Facebook, too.
Yes, I am.
So Venus Andrek and Summer McStravick, and good luck spelling our last name.
That's true. Yeah, you can Google Summer
McStravick. That is always happy.com and flowdreaming.com are pretty easy to follow.
Yeah, God's always happy, right? All right, well, thank you so much. It's been lovely chatting with all of you out there in Radio Land. Bye.
Yes. Take care. Thanks,
bye-bye
Susan.
Now. Uh-huh. Thank you, everybody. What a delightful show. A little departure from the normal. Next week is going to be a surprise to me, too. I'm Susan King. This is where genealogy and spirit connect. You can find me at www.susaneking.com. Until next week.